land that we love our home, God a sweet salute.
Where tea happen at the government? Where tea happen at the parliament? Where tea be happen to development? Where tea be happen to we betterment?
Fambuladu, you serve as citizen get right for no all waiting you can to the get and how then you will be done. Now that's in the call accountability and transparency. This self go help make council them use the money where they get the right way. We go push the community go before. With this, I welcome you to other edition of the program Accountability Now, where they work another council for make all this happen. But get special council where it give attention. That's na council them within Atonkolili, Putloko, Bombali and Bujon district. Now start your common ground talk in the home studio. They bring this program come to you with support from Open Society Initiative for West Africa, where people can call OSIWA. For help government and the Fed to promote food security in the country, accountability and transparency in a council level. This program going to meet you the same time at the same radio station where they listen to so. With me, Pauline Joyce Bainga. Accountability Now inside the last edition, we work on a McKinney City Council, and we make you well listen know almost then get to support agriculture and how they use them. Today, we go work for the same team, but this time, not Onkolili District Council. For no almost Onkolili District Council self get for third and fourth quarter for agriculture. Let me listen to waiting Alpha Uma Ujalo, acting director for local government finance department that the Ministry of Finance been get for see.
The funds then they go for specific functions, what we call the devolved functions. The devolved functions then very clear. Now them functions here the local councils then suppose for implement. For agriculture for third and fourth quarter, Tonkolili be get 159.86 million for agriculture.
That's Nami Alpha Uma Ojalo, acting director for local government finance department. Until you were the listen here, you almost say Tonkolili district council get for third and fourth quarter. From local government finance department, I've been going at Onkolili District Council. Right inside the council, I've been meet and talk to person we've been done they tell we all this time almost Onkolili District Council get. This person is Abdul Bangura, finance officer for Onkolili District Council.
We receive the third and fourth quarter allocations for agriculture, health, primary, health, secondary education, and all the other devolved sectors. I can give you a breakdown. For agriculture, we received 799,365,784 liens. For agriculture, we look at the infrastructure. We do construction of butcher slabs. We do nursery tools. We do rehabilitation of substation, number 91. We do maintenance of motor vehicle spare parts, maintenance of motorbikes for extension staff, and lots of other activities there. We normally decide out all the program managers them, the various division them, crops, extension, livestock, forestry. We do the expenditures in Nguna Field for do the Inland Valley Swamp, for do the training, for do the poultry, for do the livestock veterinary. All of the activities in there, we do the ongoing as I talk to you now. With the procurement tools, with the improve on the substation, with the do cassava grazer machines, with the empower the farmers and through provision of bicycles from one area to the other. So basically, another thing in there, we always do. Especially this time for this morning we come.
So the funds will not get out to the district agriculture office, like a monitor?
Yes, we get the council M&E, we get the M&E also from the sector. Therefore, we get an effective monitoring system in the districts.
So apart from them funds, they will not get any other side when they get money for agriculture?
We as a council will not get any other source besides the government of Australian funds.
So the money will come again, will not use them for pay salaries to staff?
The money then they will not use them for pay salary to staff, but will they use them for pay incentive to extension workers?
Like in England, monthly financial reports and notice board.
Definitely, we always do them. So as far as we are concerned, we're very transparent in terms of dissemination of information. We do them on a timely basis.
Now, Abdul Bangura, finance officer for Onkolili District Council, you've been listening to Jisno. This way, where you were the listener, how he said and used the money, we make a go work on a Onkolili District Agriculture Office. Cabo Moses Kamara, a finance officer for the office. He been said this to me as I been asked him if they get any support from Onkolili District Council and how the office use the money.
So we don't receive third and fourth quarter 2015. We receive the sum of 799,324,000
loans. So
what do we do with that? Well, we receive the money. We care for distribution the money by division. We own a seven division.
The money we come for third and fourth quarter, you can tell me how we share the different divisions, the one I get here?
I can tell you how I distribute the money by percentage. Agric engineering, 15%, which sum up to 105,800,000. Life stock, 120,142,367. Admin, 112,250,000. Crops, 160,053,000. M&E, 40,268. Forestry, 81,256,578. That is 10% of forestry. Extension is 20%. 157,953,000. Sum total of 777,722,945,000.
But you can tell me how when I use them at the division.
When this fund is available, I only distribute them to the division, technical people there. I'm not a technical people. You can interview the crops.
Nakabo Moses Kamara, finance officer for Tonkolili District Agriculture Office, just they tell me about the money we then get from Tonkolili District Council. But send me to Simeon Sam, Tonkolili District Crops Officer. Now this he been said to me.
Well, the 2015 allocation where it come in late, we take as a rollover where we do in 2016, we able meet the farmers then, we able make them go on with the vegetable production then. We able buy cassava grating machines then for farmers then, when at least they in the hands of the procurement. Apart from that, we use this money for make we assist farmers then, especially the women then, when they grow vegetables then. We buy seeds then for them, fertilizer. But we people they not plant the rest done within the harvest, but cooking loss. Some day they you know, can get dry and flour. Some day they you know, able, you know, get store. We try for rehabilitate some dry floor them so that people then were able to dry them and rest them. In addition to that, we decide to establish a plant health clinic. A clinic just like a clinic where Pekin is sick or more man is sick, he said they go in a clinic. Now plant doctors, we are not trained them, we at least then they run the clinic here. We organize people, they let them come on that day, we were able to teach them. They will also pay them transport, they will also provide feeding for them. The district in population, 70% are farmers there. We're not going to train them all. Council, they buy bikes for we. They devote fund where they come from the council. Now they will be able to take for repair them, bike them. Now they will be able to take for buy the fare them, for buy spare part them ready. So part of that money, they go into that. What do we use the money for really? That ain't been the National Agricultural Trade Fair. Finally, it not been take place again. But even at that again, staff them, they still move in and out, go to the Cambia for check whether for build boots and so forth. Each time they stop and travel, we go for take care of the fear and also the DSA. In summary, this is the way we'll be really use the rollover we come in 2016.
You talk about this functionality in Qualify Wala. It's not ABC Center?
Yeah, we talk about functionality of ABC Center. We'll not be getting enough fund for them, and when you look at the budget here, it'll be a small money. So what you able to do now for just go repair the mini machine so that it for continue functioning.
Person there in charge of the mill.
Yeah, somebody there in charge of the mill. Up to this time, the service provider is not able to deliver the it. Presently, we don't get 27 metric tons. Today, we're on the distribution plan, and this distribution for start next week. But we hope soon by next time we can be able to see them in person ready.
Now, Simeon Sam, Tonkolili District Corps Officer, I've been listening to just now, and he been tell me how the office used the money. We go break here first and listen to this short and final. Wetin make we sweet salon for fuel. I like that the Ramano in question at this music. Wetin make we sweet salon for fuel. Wetin make it for fuel safe. Where we get all waiting for make it go before. we get plenty and good grown for plants. Let agriculture get the right support and see if Salu no go before. Welcome back to the program Accountability Now. And we go continue from Usa we've been stopped before the music break. Tonkolili District Crops Officer Simeon Sam been just to tell you how Tonkolili District Agriculture Office use the money we then get from Tonkolili District Council. The office, as you were the listen for don't hear you just now, don't tell you how they use part of this money, but support for farmer they not reach them yet. I been still want to make you know how farmer then they manage with them farm life whilst then they wait for support for this year. So I continue the work I for talk to farmer them. Thomas A. Conte, a coordinator for Rugwembe Farmer Group na Tonkolili. I been asked him about the support we not reach them yet, and he been said this to me.
They are not giving out in it, but we association them this year. We just don't hear this say rest don't come. So now this coming Sunday, we own group Rugwembe for all meeting, we meet the director.
Now, not he meet them or not he meet them?
At times we can meet them because last year we not get fertilizer for corn. We corn don't do well.
So for this year now, we not get no support yet. How are they doing in farming?
Well, this past Sunday, we all meeting with me members them. We decide for pass small contribution. For law we go na Magbas. We don't decide for go take some acres then day. What would they wait for? Supply, if we able to get supply to the agriculture, we hope say if you meet the director, he can help we forget the seeds then.
The person we've been listening to na Thomas A. Conte, coordinator for Rugwembe Farmer Group na Tonkolili District. Aisatu Bangura, grassroots farmer na Tonkolili District, have been get this for say.
We don't register, but they no give it. The halfway left with we from last year. Now we get for no spark.
So na rest no more than last year.
And na rest no more we see. Na then give we. No, but we don't pay down the debts.
Not the debts.
We did the give we will work after we don't do work, we replace back the rest, we get it. So the way we left now, now back with the plants.
Why are they able to do the farm work now?
They have no more way they left with me. Now we manage.
I see some of the plant vegetables. What can do for planting vegetables?
Well, like that, so they buy.
That's now how Aisatu Bangura, grassroots farmer at Tonkolili District, they manage in farm life as they wait for get support. How you can do the work very important and people for know. And the good content are well body work man and person at the community. For no more but how Tonkolili District can do the work and give support to farmer them, this now one pan the plenty community people in way I be meet and talk to. It been get this for see.
Well, the agriculture last year, you area and then go supply give you rest. We then give one bag, then can tax you for give small thing when I interest like. Then they give them seedlings, then they give them back fertilizer. Because some crops then they pass them apply fertilizer they before they do well. Like then one the way they work now, then bully. They can give them fagusin for go bully the land.
So that's supposed to be supposed to be community people and community farmers, they help them?
Yes ma, they help them.
So I see agriculture in the community.
Well it do well. I mean, because for this recent time last year now, then this year they see the plantation they do well.
Now Andrew Conte, well body workman and community person at Tonkolili District been the listening to just now. We go tap the work and I have for know how Tonkolili District can to use the money we then get for agriculture. I believe say you learn from this work I say, Tonkolili District can to get money for support agriculture. And this money now for third and fourth quarter inside 2015. But because it came late, then they use them inside 2016. And I hope so you were the listener how the District Agriculture Office said and use this money. Well, we got for continue the work on this district after farmer then we don't get support for this year. As we all want for city, all man at the country for all time able get thing for it, we get all waiting the body wants for go find and get world body. Agriculture not able do that no more, but go make the country go before. Now so I go left you for this edition of Accountability Now. Not forget for tuning in the same time at the same radio station where they listen to so. Now search for Common Ground Talking Drum Studio. We in this program come to you with support from Open Society Initiative for West Africa, where people can call OSIWA. If you get any comment or question about this program, you can send text message at 078-879-251. Tata we meet in another edition. Continue for stay blessed then. Tata.
Up in the government, waiting up in the parliament, waiting be up into development, waiting be up into betterment.